Mr. Sedrin.
The Act 185 provision amending the statutes provides in part that the county board, quote, first adopts a resolution authorizing such waiver and establishing criteria for determining hardship and the taxation district, the city, subsequently adopts a similar resolution. Thought was, is there potential for the Common Council to adopt a contingent upon county board action resolution? And I did raise that question during a League of Wisconsin Municipalities Municipal Attorneys conference call this afternoon. Did receive a couple of responses from other municipal attorneys who had the same item on their governing body's agenda this evening. One of them was Wauwatosa, and the thought was to go ahead and do it on a contingent basis. My thought was, well, county board is meeting as a committee of the whole before the next common council meeting, and I think it is relatively necessary that the common council know what the terms of the county board resolution might be. In that regard, I think this matter should be put over to the next common council regular meeting on May 19, and staff will continue to consider the potential for presenting a resolution to the council with some contingent approval. The way the calendar works out here is that the installment due date for the City of Franklin taxpayers is May 31. That's a Sunday. The county board regular meeting is May 28. That's a Thursday. So you literally have one weekday between the county board meeting and the weekend upon which the deadline for the installment occurs. If the council chooses ultimately to wait till its meeting following the county board May 28th meeting, which would be on June 2nd, in the real world just a few days after the county board meeting, you do have that little bit of guesswork on that Friday after the county board meeting with regard to whether installments will be waived or not. But it would still be applicable and legal retroactively if the council decided to do that. But all that being said, I suggest this matter be discussed just as to common council member thoughts as to is waiver a good idea or not a good idea, and then that the matter be put over to the May 19 meeting also for further information from whatever occurs at the county board committee of the whole meeting.
Alderwoman Hanneman's on this, so I'm going to call on her in a second. The mayors and village presidents have been all over this. The county board has not been very responsive on this, either county board, the prior one or this one. And I think it's frankly just because they don't understand the issue. This is an important issue for those 1,200, 1,600 people who are taxpayers in the city of Franklin, who are quite frankly not, they're hurting, and it's our small businesses primarily, I think. The issue comes down to is what form does this waiver take from as the county board enacts it? Is it gonna be a needs-based one, which is gonna be nothing but a nightmare? And I believe it's gonna be a string of lawsuits. But we can meet that Thursday night too. Get the, Alderwoman Hanneman.
I would just like to clarify for the record from the city attorney that the waiver is not of the installment payment itself, but rather of the interest and penalties that would be associated with a late fee. And I certainly would support offering whatever assistance we can to our, especially our business community during this time. I believe these are very extreme circumstances, and in no ways are we here to profit off of, in no way are we here to try to profit off of these tough situations, and I would encourage a special meeting as soon as possible thereafter for the council to meet and adopt whatever type of waiver that the county would allow us to adopt. And I do agree that trying to do this on a case-by-case basis based on hardship would be incredibly difficult, and I would, at least for this particular installment, waive all penalties and interest if the county does so allow.
The 28th is not a plan commission meeting night. So is there a motion to table to the 28th?
Just a question first.
Alderman Mayor.
Couldn't we approve this to the maximum amount that the county allows? And then we wouldn't have to vote on it again. We wouldn't have to table it. I don't think any of us want to argue this fact. Let's just approve it in advance for the maximum amount allowable.
Mr. State Attorney.
Do you know what the county is going to approve, if anything?
No, if they approve nothing, then we're not out anything. If they approve something, it's just going to be the interest, as you suggested, correct?
Part of the county decision will be establishing criteria for determining hardship, and one of those methods would be the case-by-case basis decision-making. League of Wisconsin Municipalities at least does not recommend that particular process.
Okay, I guess I don't see that as being really an issue, but I'll move to table it then till it's necessary.
Next meeting.
I'll do it till the 19th.
My suggestion was to put the matter again on the agenda on the next regular council meeting, which is May 19, for further discussion, because there may be more information as to the county's position after their committee of the whole meeting, and then at that point perhaps set a special meeting for the night of May 28 with the thought that the county board may act, or at least it's planned as such accordingly, on May 28th.
Okay, I'll move the table to the 18th then.
19th.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Second, do you vote aye? Phone guys? We're going to assume ayes on the phone. With that, we'll move on to G7. Thank you. Motion carries. G7, imposing restrictions and conditions for the special use for Arby's.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you, Stacy, for putting up with us. When's it open, Stacy? Hold on, you're muted. Stacy, you're now unmuted. When are you opening?
Am I on?
You are on. When are you opening? I need my classic roast beef with one horsey sauce and a salt. 360 calories.
We are, if everybody can hear me, we are hoping to start the project around August. The date has not been solidified yet between us and the general contractor. But that's our goal, and that means that we'll be open before Depending on how long things take, you know, September, middle of September.
Oh, you're killing us. You got to be starting construction tomorrow. All right. Well, welcome to Franklin, Stacy. We look forward to classic roast beef because you got the meats.
No, roast beef and horsey sauce for everybody.
Thank you, Stacy. Congratulations and welcome. Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
We move on to G8, which is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at table 15-30603.
Attendee name announce off.
Brian Cooley.
For automotive repair shot at Menards. Is there a second?
Second.
You want to say it again, John?
So moved.
You want a second again?
No, it's the next one. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions. There is a note on this one. For the automotive minor repair as the primary use and tire retail sales. Clearing up the application, this will be a Firestone store. This will be modeled after the store in Pewaukee. Ms. X, correct?
It will be a Tires Plus, and in front of you...
Tires Plus.
I apologize to those on the phone, but this change was made late yesterday. The applicant is clarifying that the brand of the facility will, in fact, be a Tires Plus. So there's an amended resolution provided to those in the room. Yes, it's a Tires Plus.
I'm sorry. I announced this is G10. This is G9. I'm sorry. Apologize. Page 239. Tires Plus, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really not excited about it.
So yeah. You got a lot of common council members who are not excited about that change.
I agree. So I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Is the applicant on the phone?
They are.
Jim's getting his exercise.
Mike Grace.
Mr. Grace?
And Firestone Complete.
Mr. Grace, you're now on.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. I just wanted to clarify that, as was discussed at the Planning Commission meeting, the Tires Plus and Firestone Complete Auto Care are sister brands that are owned by the same parent company, Bridgestone. And they're operated in a very similar fashion and would utilize the same building. So it's really just a branding signage issue based upon spacing of other stores in the metro market. But they're operated, you know, essentially the same. So sorry for that confusion. Early on, it initially came in that they were planning to identify as Firestone, and then over time, they made the branding decision that spacing would cause this one to be a Tires Plus. So I apologize for that confusion.
Well, there's a Tires Plus on 27th Street. There's a lot of Tires Pluses nearby. I'm not sure who's doing the locations for you. There's one in Oak Creek. There's one on Moreland Road. There's one in Waukesha, Pewaukee. There's a lot of Tires Pluses around here, and they don't kind of engender a lot of support and quality thinking. You know, it's a lot like that square brown building you showed us when you walked in the door. The alderman has withdrawn his motion to approve.
The motion, if seconded, belongs to
there was no second.
Mayor, can I?
Oh, I had the second, and I'm not withdrawing.
Okay, so
but I'll also add additional comment. The reason why I'm not withdrawing the second, it'll go to first, so I need a, can I discuss it before I get a second? I mean, I see what the corporation is doing. They're trying to create consistency with their branding. Everything that they're doing is mostly in the Tires Plus name. Tires Plus carries Bridgestone, it carries Firestone, it carries General Tire, it carries all kinds of different tires. So they just want to keep a common name that's become almost extremely familiar with people as their customers. So I think they want to differentiate themselves and create less friction amongst the auto dealers out there and everybody else that promote a brand, a specific brand of Firestone or Goodyear. They carry them all, and they have the capability of getting any kind of tire from U.S. manufacturer to foreign manufacturer to meet the needs of what these cars, the new cars, are coming in with. And they're all different names on these cars today. So, and Tires Plus has that capability. You got a problem with the name? As long as in the plan committee, we've changed the aesthetics of the building. We've asked for gabling. We've asked for more contour with the brick structure. We've addressed cosmetic issues. I don't have a problem with a brand name that has become rather known out there in the industry.
Alderman Nelson.
So just to, I looked at a lot of these black and white drawings, and the plan commission representatives that are here tonight, you're satisfied aesthetically, because, you know, I'm a big aesthetics person, and I'm not going to go into the last item, but we want nice things to look nice in that area. Menards is looking sharp. They draw a lot of people. Everything is kind of hitting on all cylinders, so to speak, and we don't just want, you know, I don't want to mention
Ms. X.
I just want to let everyone know that the applicant has already had a discussion with planning staff about improving those drawings. There was a condition placed on the site plan resolution that the proposed building demonstrate a significant improvement in architecture.
This ain't it.
So that what you see before you was considered a very rough draft. It is subject to staff approval.
So. This ain't it.
And Mayor, if I can speak,
Mr. Grace,
again. I appreciate those comments, because we definitely are going to work together with staff to accomplish a better facade. We understand based on the Planning Commission meeting that some sloped roofs have kind of become the theme out here at this project, and we want to continue that. My apologies for not doing that initially. But we heard that in the Planning Commission meeting, and we definitely plan to work with staff to accomplish that, and along with some other building articulation to improve the architecture.
Alderman, my apologies. We should have let you know that the Firestone store in Pewaukee is the standard for this.
Tires Plus.
The store in Pewaukee is the standard for this. Alderman Nelson.
Mr. Grace.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's Alderman Nelson. You and I have spoken on the phone about this project a couple times. And
yes, sir.
You know, I was, you know, very transparent, as sometimes I am to a fault, about my intentions and what I want to do. And I made it real clear that I wasn't happy or crazy about a tire place going in there. And I'm just asking that you uphold a high standard that we have for that area. And, you know, we try to bring in a certain look and a certain aesthetics, and I just ask that you work with our city representatives for that.
All right, Alderman, you've withdrawn your motion, is it? And it was not accepted, so the motion still stands.
Make a motion to approve.
Mayor, can I make one? Can I ask one other question?
You're about to get.
And
over.
This is just
the answer to that is.
Well, it's just a typographical. I'm sorry, it's just a typographical oversight that I hadn't noticed earlier today when I reviewed the motion. Oh, I'm sorry, not the motion, I reviewed the introduction here. There's the word daycare facility that I think somehow got dropped in by mistake into the this last sentence last line on the first paragraph, and I just didn't want there to be a confusion there, so.
Yeah, it's been fixed. So the motion.
Okay, okay.
The motion's been made and seconded. Ms. X, you have something?
There was one other item changed to the resolution that was discussed yesterday and is in the revised resolution, which was that the special use be established subject to the issuance of building permits. The previous wording was of occupancy permits. That request was made by the applicant because of the current environment. They have a concern about the timing. So that's something that Common Council may do.
Alderman, issued that. Building permits.
I have no problem with that.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.